Hello, and welcome to the Loft Gathering Podcast. Here at the Loft, our mission is reconciliation. We truly hope this podcast draws you into a new sense of belonging within the loving arms of Jesus Christ. Let's get started.
Everything we do in His authority. He is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I'm not. I'm a little lion because I follow Him. It's just like in the days in Antioch when the Christians were first called Christians. That means little Christ. Why would they call people Christian, a little Christ? Because they were doing the work that Jesus did. They were talking like Him. They were acting like Him. They sounded like Him. Healings were taking place. The word of the Lord was coming forward that God sent His Son that men might be reconciled to Him, that we might walk in a relationship with God. Another mic drop. Don't let your senses become dull in hearing that too many times. You can never hear that too many times. That is the essence of what we believe and what we live our lives for. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Paul said it, I echo it. He's a good God, right? And so if He is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and I follow Him just like I follow Him in being a Christian. I'm not a Christian in name only. I didn't take the Lord's name in vain. I don't just be a Christian on Sunday. I'm a Christian every day. Whether you see me or you don't, because He sees me. Listen to this. Matthew 28 says, Jesus came and spoke to them. These are the red letters, so you can trust this. This is the Lord. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go therefore make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Isn't Jesus cool? He says, and lo, I am with you always. I wonder if He really said that or if that's a translation. Lo, everyone, I'm with you always to the end of the age. I'm going to follow Him all the way. And before I start to unpack how to do that practically, how do you follow a lion? You guys know that meme? I didn't even put it up here because I know that you've probably all seen this, or at least you can visualize it easily. The little kitten looking in the mirror and seeing a big lion, yeah. Right? Yeah. Have you ever related to that before in your life? Yes. I have. I definitely have. Because sometimes I feel like a kitty cat, you know, just meow. I don't even know what to do, Lord. You do it. It's too big for me. Meow, give me a toy, give me something to do. But inside of me is a lion. You know, there's another song that we sing that says, you know, come on my soul, don't get shy on me. You know, you got a lion inside of you. You gotta get up and praise the Lord. And sometimes we just walk around so defeated, you know, we're running around like little hyenas, laughing at stupid stuff and being ridiculous and thinking we can pick on the giants in life, you know, and it's not our role. God's called us to be so much more magnificent than that, so much more royalty flowing through us than we can possibly fathom, right? I could tone it down a little so my mom doesn't get raptured off that seat right there.
I'm ready.
Girl, I know you are. But there's some behavior that lions have that if you ever look at them, just if you go and Google like images of lions and how majestic they are, how beautiful. You can put some of them up, Tammy, if you want. They're amazing to behold. They're the king of the beast. This is the name that Jesus is called. And at the same time, He's a lamb. Let's not forget that all along. That's the dual nature of Him. But He's those things at the same time. We're probably compartmentalized a little bit more as humans. We're probably either being a lion or a lamb because we got to find that place to where we can be both of those things at the same time. We're probably being aggressively truthful or incredibly gracious and merciful, not dealing with anything. But we find a place as we grow in God where we're both of those things at the same time will come. The behavior of a lion. It's a powerful thing. They live in prides. They live in a group. And some things I learned about the nature and behavior of lions is that they have a real complex structure in their pride. And so when when female lions are born in the pride, they stay with that pride forever. They don't ever leave it. They stay there. They have little cubs and they learn. They learn each other. They learn, Stacy. They learn each other, they grow together, they become proficient at being a team of hunters. And they'll be like, you know, and they have scents, they have like a chemical scent that they can give off to each other that gives a clue. They don't even have to make a sound. You know, that it reminds me of just some of the things we can do. You can read people pretty good. And some of us have a heaping helping of discernment, so we can read the room and read people pretty well. We don't even have to hear what they're saying. We can read the body language and know. Lions are like that too. These are ways that we're like lions. We're not beasts. We're not animals. I'm not saying that. But the characteristics of a lion are worth looking at if Jesus called himself that. If he is a lion from the tribe of the kings, from Judah, then what is he trying to get us to understand in that? And so there's a loyalty that is so protective in a lion pride. And the women are fighters too. Did you ever see a woman? I keep saying woman. I don't know what is wrong with me. Lord, help me say this right. A female lion will come up under the neck of a male lion, under that mane, and put her neck up there. And we go, oh, that's so cute. You know, that's so sweet. And we're like, they're just being cuddly and lovey. But she is protecting his throat. That is a thing that they do. Because you never know what's going to happen in the wild. Is anybody protecting your throat? Anybody got your back? It's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's got your back. He's got your back in the spirit. When things look like all hell is breaking loose and it doesn't make sense, the lion of the tribe of Judah has his head against your throat. Women stay and they learn how to run a team, okay? Men are transient, not men. Males. Goodness, I know you know what I'm saying. I'm just going to trust that that's the Holy Ghost. Because you know how many times do I mess it up? That many times. I mean, I know I mess it up, but not that many times. So the females stay put, and the males are transient. And what they do is they go out and they hunt. It's like hunting and gathering. Same kind of idea. They'll hunt, and they'll go find another tribe, another pride. And if that male lion is alpha above the other lion, they'll gain that one and bring it in. Okay? And if he's not, he stays there because the dominant male is going to rule what's going on. Isn't that fascinating to understand? Men are like this. They want to conquer. They're conquerors, and they want to see what the next adventure is, have an adventure to live and a beauty to rescue, right? That's how they work. That's how they are. So think about these things. There's one I wanted you to see real quick. There was this video. Is this that up, Tammy? This is really powerful. I thought it was so good. If you watch this behavior of lions. That's all I just wanted to say. Sometimes in your searching. You like that one? That's so funny. That's why I do that to Pop all the time. It's so great. So funny. Actually, Pop probably does that to me more. That's so funny. But just for a little levity in it. You know, it's like, lions and all the power and all the stature that they have are still made, a created being made by the hand of God. And so how can we acknowledge his sovereignty? How can we live our lives where we actually acknowledge his sovereignty? Because when we are walking around with our tail tucked between our legs, shoulders slumped, and we're defeated, I'm telling you, that is not acknowledging the sovereignty of the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's a king. And he is worthy of our praise. If right now, if a lion came into this room, like right now, how would your behavior change drastically from what it is right now? It would be huge. You'd be, look, I don't have to be the fastest. I just got to be faster than Don. I just got to get right out here, right? That's all I got to do. That's what I would do. You know why? Because I would have a fear of it. I would wonder what was going to happen if I didn't get up and move myself. Well, I'm telling you guys, you need that in the spirit because the lion of the tribe of Judah is here right now. And your posture should automatically, what does he want to say? Just like every female lion and every cub, when a male lion who is the alpha of the tribe, they all come to attention when he's there. What does he want to say? How does he want me to move today? What are we going to do? There's leadership in it. And God is trying to provide excellent leadership, but we don't listen. There is a lion among us. And then what happens is there's Satan who prowls around like a lion, but not a lion, but like one. He's like Scar, if you've ever seen The Lion King. He's pretend. It's not real. If he's in charge, the whole land is going to dry up. There won't be food, and the hyenas will be running it. Jesus is the lion, right? So we have to be able to embrace his kingship. If that's a new terminology, like sometimes we've been taught that, you know, that God has lordship. He has supreme rule over our lives. And I don't know why we don't live that way. We have to live that way. That's not an option. It's not optional. God is trying to speak something holy and profound and royal to us. You know, he gives you keys to hell and death. He gives you authority that was given to him over this whole world. And he wants us to carry it in such a sovereign way that our lives reflect who he is and his nature. Do you get that? You are not a kitty cat. You are a lion. Genesis 49 says, this is embracing his kingship. Okay, we're embracing him as our king. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Prophesied it. This is Genesis where this was prophesied. This is a long time ago. For the words to come true in the Bible, we know the Bible is always going to have some truth. It's always going to hold weight from way back there, bringing to pass what it said all those centuries ago today. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. We read the scripture last week. Shiloh, the one who owns it, the one who deserves this scepter. Then the tribe of Judah will pass it to the one who deserves it. That would be Jesus, in case you didn't get that one. When Jesus has the scepter, he's never going to let it go. He's in charge of ruling. And to him shall be what? The obedience of the people. You're welcome. Revelation, one of the elders said to me, this is in John's revelation of seeing who Jesus is. And John's crying because nothing can move forward. We don't know what to do, even in heaven. And one of the elders said to me, John, do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. Open the scroll and loose its seven seals. He can do it. Jesus can do it. He can open it. He's the only one even worthy in heaven. He's very holy and very powerful, and his eyes are on you. So we acknowledge his kingship. We embrace it. That's step one. If you can't bow down, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. It's funny, I'll be talking like this, and I almost feel myself bumping into things in the spirit that resist. Well, I'm not bowing down. Well, you will. You will do it easy or you'll do it hard. It'll be up to you. There's the rock that builders rejected is called the cornerstone. And so if you fall on him, you might be broken. And that's not a bad thing every time. You know, you can't even enjoy an egg until it's broken. There's everything, every metaphor you can think of. Being broken is amazing. It hurts, yeah. But if he falls on you, you are pulverized and crushed. He can still put you back together but with a lot more effort and a lot more pain for you. So there's, when I say that I'm coming up against something in the spirit, it's like, who wouldn't want to bow down to Jesus? And I mean, and more often than just laying yourself before him on a Sunday, that's good. If you get that, at least I know you're getting one good meal a week. But are you starving to death all the rest of the time? I think a lot of times our broken places come from being malnourished in the word. We don't have enough of the word in us to sustain what God is saying and how he's speaking. Because if we have the word in us, we know what he says. We know what he sounds like. We know what he talks like. We know his words are true. Can be malnourished and failing to bow down and acknowledge his kingship every day. There, see, it feels a little bit better. A little bit more yielding. Second point is that we can trust his fierce protection. Okay? He has a fierce protection like a lion. If you've ever watched any of those, I won't show you any of those videos, but I watched a lot of them. I watched them where lions are, there'll be a group of hyenas trying to gang up on one lion. And it looks like they're going to take them out. They're nipping here and there, and there's a lot of them in one lion. But again, they're giving off that chemical SOS. For us, it's prayers in the spirit. You know, for us, it's like a catch your eye, and I can see that you need my countenance. You need my encouragement today. You need a phone call. God will just put that in our hearts for one another, for obedient to follow through. And so what happens then, another lion comes. It only takes one more with that fierce roar, and it encourages the first lion, and now they start tearing up these hyenas, right? Look, the kingdom of darkness is like the hyenas, okay? The kingdom of darkness watches your life. You have familiar spirits that have been assigned to you since you were born. That's right. Demonic spirits watching you since you were born. That's why they know you. That's why they know your weak spots. That's why you can sit before some kind of psychic or somebody like that, and they'll try to tell you something about your life. Well, when you were 5 years old and your grandmother, blah, blah. And they know it because there's a familiar spirit that's watched you your entire life can speak about what they saw. They can't read your mind. They can't know your heart. Only God can do that. But they follow and they track and they plot against you. And your mind has to be enlightened to understand that there's a parallel world. I mean, you believe in heaven so easily. Do you not? Are you not on guard against the things of the enemy to try to take you out? Do you know how big the spirit of offense is in the church? Do you know how many times I repeatedly have to talk to the same people about how hurt and how offended they are? And I don't even know. I never know. It's amazing how the enemy can come like that. But you know what God does? The lion of the tribe of Judah, he gets your back. Yeah. He comes in and speaks on your behalf because he loves you. He is truly, madly, deeply in love with you and has a fierce ability to protect you if you just speak his name. Have you ever been so bound? Have you ever, I don't know, you know, like, well, my family had a pretty dark past before Jesus reached in there with his long arm and lifted us up out of that miry clay. You know, so I can speak from some experience for this. When the enemy is after your soul, and everybody hasn't experienced these dark things like I'm talking about, but some of us have. And whenever we understand that Jesus' name is above every single other name, there's the ability to speak it. And as soon as that happens, you can start to have breakthrough. But I've been in situations in my life, and maybe some of you have too, where I've been so paralyzed by fear that I couldn't even move, let alone speak the name of Jesus. Just be paralyzed and in fear. I know, it was terrible, Milo. It was like I pulled the covers up over my head. Like, I just don't even want to be seen or heard. And what is going on? And you know what's going on in the room? Nothing. Nothing tangible. Only something physical. Only something spiritual is happening. Nothing physical. Nothing is harming me except for the spirit of the enemy trying to defeat me. Is anybody tracking with this morning? There is a fierce protection that comes with the name of Jesus. And if you will be bold enough to say it out loud, even in the darkest times, you know, I was talking with Ava about this. What are you afraid of? And she's like, well, not anything really. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. Why? Because I speak the name of Jesus to that room. And then I don't feel afraid. The name of Jesus is a powerful, strong weapon. And God is well able to protect us with his fierce protection. All we have to do is trust him to step out against it. Well, what if I see it? What if I see a demon? Oh my God. Well, you would never wonder if there was a supernatural, would you? You would never have one doubt. The devil's not that stupid. He isn't going to show everything he has. He does a lot of times. But I'm telling you, if you can start to trust in the name of Jesus, listen to the scripture from Isaiah, prophet, long time ago. I love the book of Isaiah. It says, fear not. Fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Won't he do it? So think of yourself. Think of, you know, when you have a little kid and they're scared, what do? You grab them up. You pull them close. You say, it's going to be okay. You whisper little sweet things. You hold them tight until their system is regulated to your calm system. Well, you think you can do that better than God? Who do you think gave you those ideas? He is the nurturer. He is the one. He is a fierce protector. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of my God, he's my refuge, my rock, my strength, in him I trust. Exodus 14. The Lord will fight for you. Come on. The Lord will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Hold your peace. I thought of this because there's things that happen. Because I'm kind of a control freak. I know that's probably a stretch for many of you to understand or to even imagine. But I am. I like things to be in order. Everything has a place. I like things to be neat. And I like my life to be ordered too. I like things to make sense. I like a structure. And so when it's not, there's times I can get before the Lord, and I'm like, how do we change that? How do we hold on to our anointing through a season that's hard? You know, how do we get past this particular season and place, God? I don't know how to do it. And hold your peace became a whole new exciting word to me. What if I just held my peace like I'm holding this? And I just went, okay, I'm going to hold this while you fight for me. And I'm going to be right in the middle of it while I watch you destroy strongholds on my behalf. The lion of the tribe of Judah that you are, that upholds me with your righteous right hand. What if I talked like that instead of, well, nothing ever goes right around here. If I just break stuff and I'll just, nothing's going in my way and they always and they never. Those are the things that are the things that will keep you bound. Amen. If you can trust the Lord to open your mouth and speak the name of Jesus in the face of, even when you're like this, and even when you're paralyzed in fear, Jesus. Huh. Oh, I felt a little something come alive in me. Jesus. Okay. Put the cover down. I feel a little bit bold. I think I'm going to hold my peace right here. Jesus. And I start to get a little volume in my voice. Jesus. Maybe a little bit of authority. Jesus is the Lord here. I recognize the supremacy of his kingship in my life. I trust that he will defend me with his fierce defense in Jesus' name. And what if I started speaking back, kingdom of darkness, in the name of Jesus? You will not have any place over me or my family. You will not have my family. You will not have the marriages in my family. You'll not have the children in my family that come from my bloodline. You will not have my mom's life by a foul disease. You will not have my church by complacency. You will not have anything that belongs to the Lord. This stuff belongs to the Lord. What if I started to treat the enemy like he is my prey instead of like I am his? Yeah. And there's sometimes you just got to get wild. You got to let the devil know that you're a little bit crazy. I'm a little bit of a crazy white girl right here, you know? And you stepped into the wrong camp when you came over here because I'm a blood-bought child of God. And I'm a lion. I'm not a kitty cat anymore. I feel like one sometimes, but then I just get really close to the breasty one with that big, huge mane, and I just reach up in there, and he says, with one swipe of his paw, and you're down because he will fight for me. I just hold my peace. Are you getting a picture of who you are yet? This is the way to acknowledge him. The way we follow Jesus here. We're always going to follow him. We follow him in the name Christian. We didn't just take that name in vain. We spend it every day. Just like I took Scott's name. I traded Sontag. What a cool name, Sontag. It means Sunday. I traded it for Davidson. David's sons. We worship. I don't know why I said all that. But listen, I know the Lord's going to fight for us. We acknowledge his supremacy. We embrace it. And we trust that he will protect us, right? You have to live in his power and authority. Living it out every day in your life. It ain't easy. It's not for the weak. I remember growing up in church, people would say, I don't want it. Christianity's a crutch. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It is more like a wheelchair. I just get in it and let it be in charge of me. I can't move in any direction without him. I don't even know how to move without him. I'm so far out here in the ocean. I have nowhere. There's nothing but him. Do you know how many times the Bible says to be strong and courageous? It's a lot. You can do some work too. You can go find out how many times because I didn't write it down. But you can't be afraid. Fear is a liar and a crippler. And you have to call it what it is and bring it down. In Deuteronomy 31, it says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. This isn't a battle. The Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake. When you pray, you got to pray with some authority, man. This is where you roar. You know, I love that song we did because Stacy will sing the roar part and then I echo the roar part. That means you echo the roar part too. Because sometimes we just stand here and we're just so like, so little and just like, so encumbered. Like worship is a weapon. My weapon is a melody. Yeah. So when you speak and you worship and you say those lyrics and you sing those songs and your lungs fill up, praise the Lord, and your lungs, you know, you let that prayer go out. And then you breathe in again and you're like, you're ready to sing, roar. Yeah. You know, it's like that's your prayers. Sometimes prayers are intimate and sweet and loving before the Lord, and you're just telling him how good he is and how grateful you are for his faithfulness and that he's kept you all this time. We just had Thanksgiving, so we focused on being grateful and thankful for everything that God has given us. But what if you started to pray with authority instead of begging God for every single thing? I can tell you that my grandkids, when they come in my house, they don't even ask me for anything anymore. They just get it. Do you know why? Because they know that it's theirs. They know. It's the way that we've set it up. Do I feel disrespected? No, I feel loved. I feel known. And they know what the boundaries are, too. There's certain things you have to ask. Can I play on your phone? You know, that's one. But can I have that? Can I have? Yeah, you can have anything we have. God is the same way to us. And he lavishes gifts upon us. And one of them is authority in the spirit to be able to pray. What if instead of begging God for your loved one to come to know him, what if you started to make a declaration that said, doesn't the word say that me and all my household would be saved? Doesn't it say something like that? Wasn't Jesus talking to like Cornelius, like a guard, and he said something like that? Go find the word. Make it true in your life. What if instead of praying something weak, like, well, I sure hope that, you know, that that's sustained, and I hope God makes his way through. I really hope he does. What if we just said, in the name of Jesus, I believe. I believe that he will come through like he said that he would. I believe he's the lion of the tribe of Judah who's fighting for me. What if we started to pray like that? Instead of saying, man, I hope that surgery comes through okay, and I really hope their mind gets clear. What if you said, I speak a clear mind in the name of Jesus, and you start to pray with some authority for who you are. You are the child of God. The child of God. You're not weak. You're not wimpy. You're not sad. You are lifted up. Your countenance even is lifting now. Can you feel that happening inside of you while we talk about these things? It's like the guys walking on the road to Emmaus. And their lives just start to be uncovered about all the things that God has ever done and Jesus had done at that time. What have you? Are you a stranger here? Have you never heard of the things? You guys have heard of the things that the Lord can do and has done. And now you are the hands and feet of the Lord. You are his representation in the earth today, his ambassador. You are ambassadors for Christ on the earth. Reflect his character is the next thing. Lion and lamb. While you're out there trying to be a lion, sometimes we pendulum swing. Lion, lamb. And immediately you're going to get to the middle where you're both. At the same time, because you might be a little messy in the beginning while you're over here trying to be a lion. You're trying to take charge and you're trying to be bossy, and people might be like, what's gotten into you? It's the Holy Ghost. It'll be all right. I love you. Stick with me. And sometimes you're over here so passive and so, well, the Lord wouldn't want me to be offensive. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe that time is past. Maybe it's a time that we actually look like him and we move around in his image and likeness and we reflect his character and nature. Woo! I wrote, embody justice and mercy. Be fierce against evil. Any greed, any decay, any corruption, any broken thing, be fierce against that. You can be. It's anti-Christ. Be compassionate and merciful when you deal with people. As sweet as you can to people. Romans 16, 19 and 20 says, be excellent at what is good, be innocent of evil, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. How am I going to do that, Lisa? Well, you're going to pick up your foot, and then you're going to put it down. And he will be under it, because you're going to do it in the authority of kingdom. Right? No more. You have to be righteous and humble. You have to live a transformed life before people. It's the biggest living testimony that is your life lived out before people. When you go to work, people see the way you carry yourself. They see what's sitting on your desk. They see how you interact with other people. They listen to your words. And if you're speaking the word of God out loud, you don't have to say, thus saith the Lord, you know, that the meek shall inherit the earth. But you could come up with something better in your own wise mind. You have the mind of Christ. You could say, you know, I find that soft words will turn away wrath. If you get in there, if you want to have a confrontation, you don't need to come in all aggressive and puffed up. A gentle word might help you out in that. Well, that's the word. That's the word of the Lord being spoken with wisdom to be able to reach someone's life. Are you tracking with me this morning? God has given us a mandate, a mission to make disciples. Go make some. You know what I'm doing right now? Making disciples out of Christians. That's what I'm doing right now. My job is to equip the saints, that's you, for the work of ministry. And your job is what? Yes, say it like you mean it. That's your job. That's my job. That we might reconcile somebody back to Christ. That we might reconcile ourselves. Won't he do it? Oh, man. Jesus said this, by this, all will know that you're my disciples. By this, if you love each other. If you're kind, if you love each other, they're going to know. That place over there, that belongs to me. There's a couple more. You got to share the good news. You got to proclaim the gospel. Your life has to roar. Meow. Doesn't cut it. Everybody likes a kitten. But the Lion of Judah can open the doors that lead people to salvation. That's you. So the summary, surrender to the King. Trust the protector. Live a victorious life. It says Messiah, but I don't know why I put that on. You're living like him, but you're living like the victorious, powerful, humble servant of the Lord, the Lion of Judah. And act as his agents of transformation as you go around the world. You guys can stand up with me. I'm going to read you a couple scriptures. You know, it's only 2 weeks till we have our Christmas service. Isn't that ridiculous how fast that came? Does anyone else feel that? How fast it's already Christmas? 2 weeks away? I think it'd be funny if next week, if we all wore ugly sweaters. Wouldn't that be fun? Scott has one. It's offensive, though. He can't think he can wear it there. It has like this muscular body and this Santa shirt open, but I don't think you can wear that one, babe. It's too much. The ladies are here, you know. But wear an ugly sweater next week if you want to. We'll have some little festive time. And Rick's going to bring us a good word next week on Advent, I think. Rick, wear an ugly sweater. I know you have a lot. Don, I know you have a lot. Go ahead and bring them. It'll be great. Prizes will be awarded. So, I love you guys. So listen to this. Let me close with this. John 3, little children. How dare you call us little children, John? We are. Kitty cats. Let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil. The devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, I don't know how you feel when you read that, but that gets me excited. That makes me want to go battle. I don't know. Don't let this dress fool you. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. As you're walking around, learning how to be a lion after Jesus, your Messiah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, don't forget the humility of the Lamb. He's going to lead you in every single way. Will you guys pray with me this morning? Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you that your word is true and it's dependable, God. Thank you that you've never left the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. That would be us. We don't beg for bread, Father. We count on you to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for your kingship. We acknowledge it now, God. Your servants, sons and daughters running through the palace don't have to worry about having on a crown. It's just in the heart, God. Let that be something that we receive from you this morning, your royalty, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Let us be operating in a pride here, Father, in a way that you're glorified by our teamwork, by the way that we protect each other, by we get each other's backs the way you get ours. Thank you that we can trust you to protect and defend us as we call out your name and we call down the kingdoms of darkness. Father, have your way. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, God. God, help us to learn how to reconcile men to you. Help us to walk like lions in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the Loft Gathering by visiting us at loftgathering.org or joining us for worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. Till next time, be blessed.